We're going to take you to Vermont now to consider another aspect of healthcare. The state has long been a leader of supporting adults with developmental disabilities. It was one of the first states in the country to shut down its institutional hospital and move adults with disabilities out into the community. But now Vermont is grappling with how to continue funding quality services for people with disabilities as they and their caregivers age. Howard Weiss-Tisman from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio reports.
Henry, you look fancy today.
It's around 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and Henry Ween's caregivers are changing shifts.
He's good. We went to Brattleboro yesterday.
Okay.
Got some Chinese food.
Nice.
Yeah, he liked it.
Ween is 38 years old. He's got cerebral palsy, and he can't speak, but he likes to play his ukulele. Yeah. He lives here in an apartment just 10 miles from his parents, who are in their 70s. The state-supported program provides 24/7 service, but it's expensive, and now the agency is trying to convince the Weens to move their son into an adult foster home. Danielle Alfano is one of Ween's caregivers, and she says Ween deserves to have a place to call his own.
This is where he's happy. He's an adult. He's a man. He needs his own space. He needs his own home. And he does perfectly fine with the way things are. I don't see why there's any reason to change it.
The tension between the local service agency and the Weens highlights some of the challenges Vermont faces as it confronts an increase in the number of adults with developmental disabilities. Between 2004 and 2016, the percentage of adults with disabilities older than 50 who received services jumped about 17%, according to Dale, the Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. That number is expected to continue to rise.
We do have an aging population in Vermont. For individuals with developmental disabilities, it means that they're aging, and it means that their caregivers tend to be aging as well.
Monica Caserta Hutt is the commissioner of DALE. She says when Vermont shut down the state institution for people with disabilities in 1993, there was a move to house and care for the former patients out in the community. Caserta Hutt says there has to be a lot of different supports in place to make sure these adults can live the lives they deserve.
When you're a child, your connections happen at school. You're meant to be making connections and having fun and living your life and learning new things. As an adult, we're having to create that for ourselves and for each other and for folks with disabilities. For adults, it does get more complicated, for sure.
And those complications extend into the funding mechanisms that pay for services for adults. Teresa Earle is Director of Developmental Services at HCRS, which manages the care for Henry Ween. Earle says when the state provides services for an adult, it has to track down funding sources for housing, transportation, job training, and staffing. And the regulations that govern each funding source don't always complement each other.
There's parallel regulations for mental health. There's parallel regulations for Social Security. There's parallel regulations for any place that a person would access any kind of financial support or service. We'll have coexisting regulations that they are responsible to maintain as part of accepting that funding.
In Ween's case, his assisted housing comes with limits on how his Medicaid dollars can be used. As more Vermonters seek individual living arrangements, the state will have to figure out how to make all of the funding pieces work together. It's Friday night at the Ween's house, and Henry's caregiver drove him over for Sabbath dinner. These traditions are important to Henry's family, and his father Sheldon says he's not excited about sending Henry into an adult foster home, where he'd have less control over the food he eats and his health and safety. But it costs about $100,000 a year to provide Henry with a 24/7 paid staff, and that's more than three times what it costs to support an adult to live with a foster family in what the state calls shared living. And while Sheldon Ween understands the dollars and cents that are driving the decision, it's still tough to accept.
I don't think there's a better situation for Henry. Not that I could see it. But I think this is a straight, we can cut the costs. I mean, they made the laws, and then they're complaining that the laws they have are forcing the cost of taking care of Henry up so he can continue.
Vermont remains committed to giving every adult with a developmental disability a chance to live out in the community. But as budgets tighten and the number of those adults increases, it will take some creativity to make all of those pieces fit. For Here and Now, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.